smells nasty. What is that?
It's a new sandwich spread I've invented. It's called I Can't Believe It's Not Squeeze.
Yeah, should be called I Can't Believe You're Actually Eating That Mess.
Your loss. More for me.
Shh. Hey, son.
I got incredible news.
What? Halle Berry returned my phone call?
No, I'm talking about something that could happen on this planet. Well, you know, tomorrow, your mother and I celebrate our 23rd wedding anniversary.
Forget it, Dad. I'm not chipping in this time.
No, 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 no. This time I've made extra special plans.
Cool. What'd you do?
Well, first you have to swear not to say a word.
Okay,
I won't.
And if you do, may your tongue swell up to the size of a football and may all your hair fall out.
Ooh. Come on, Dad, not the hair.
Well, I'm serious, son. I want this to be a complete surprise.
Okay, I swear I won't tell Mom.
Now, it took some doing, but I actually scored 2 luxury box seats at the Bears-Packers game tomorrow at Soldier Field.
Ooh, you go, Dad.
Anyway, there's more. During halftime?
Yeah.
I actually hired a blimp to fly over the stadium with a message that reads, get this, Carl loves Harriet.
I like it.
Mom is gonna flip when she sees that blimp.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. Now remember, do not say a word.
My lips are sealed.
Mm-hmm, well then you don't need this.
Edward, I have the most fantastic news.
What? Halle Berry returned my phone call?
No, I'm talking about something that could happen on this planet. Listen, honey, I'm surprising your father with a wild and romantic evening for our anniversary tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
And I'm dying to tell somebody, Eddie. Do you want to know what it is?
No, but I'm sure Dad would.
Oh, honey, don't be silly. Then it wouldn't be a secret.
Oh, but Mom, secrets are bad. Besides, haven't you always...
One peep out of you and your grandkids will be grounded.
Gotcha.
Step on, Laura.
I wish I were going to Italy with you. It's going to be so much fun.
Modeling can be such a grind.
Yeah. Well, buying me an expensive present might make you feel better.
And which designer would you like? There's Armani, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana.
Yes, please.
Now, what about you, my pretty Portobello? Any sweet plans for the weekend?
Just some fraternity party Max and I are going to. But don't worry, we won't get too crazy. What's so funny?
You getting crazy?
What was that supposed to mean?
Laura, you may be a lot of things. Beautiful, kind, funny, but crazy? Come on now.
What are you talking about? When I let loose, I can get pretty wild.
Oh. Laura, your idea of getting wild at a party is double-dipping your potato chips.
Yeah? Well, I'm also taking this tape back to the video store, and I have no intention of rewinding it.
Ooh, stop the madness. I'll call you tomorrow morning from Rome.
Mm-hmm. I should just be getting back from the party by then.
Be careful, Laura. I heard these parties tend to get a little out of control.
Well, I'm in good company, because I plan to get a little wild myself tonight. Well, what's so funny?
You wild?
Tired of everybody thinking I'm a goody two-shoes. Spread my wings a little bit. Kick up my heels. Tear it up. And you know why? Because this girl's got a little something-something.
Laura, you ain't got nothing-nothing.
But then watch out, Miss Thing. Because tonight, I'm going to get my swerve on. Hey, babe.
Go, 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 go.
Hey, girls, how about a game of quarters?
Okay, how you play?
Easy. You just bounce a quarter off the table into a glass of beer. If you miss, you gotta chug the mug. Yeah!
Instead of beer, can we play with diet soda? I guess not, huh? Come on, girl. Let's check out the party. Ooh, girl. The cute guy by the cake has my name written all over him. Come on.
Hey.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you. Can I have a beer, please?
Here you go, here you go, here you go.
Oh, thanks, but can I have a diet soda?
Sorry, Gidget, this is a fraternity. No malt shop, no soda.
Well, don't you guys have anything else besides beer?
Let me check. No, we just got beer.
Beer.
Come on. What's the big deal?
What is the big deal?
Laura, you're actually gonna have a beer? What the heck? Girl, do you realize there's alcohol in that beer?
Don't worry, girl, I can handle it.
My booty.
All this dancing can make a girl a little thirsty.
Hey, I'm that girl. Oh, thank you, boy. Ah.
Laura, if you're finished being a fly girl, I think we should leave.
Please, this party is just getting started. And where's that buff quarter boy? Excuse me. Hey, y'all. Alrighty, gentlemen. Who has a quarter for the lady? Thanks. Laura, Winslow!
Steve, thanks for coming.
Oh, my God. Why, she's sucking suds.
Yeah, she's pretty drunk and out of control.
The roof! The roof! The roof is
I'm gonna deal with this right Okay, say goodnight. This party's over.
No, I don't want to.
No, come on, Laura, come on.
You guys are a bunch of party poppers.
Say, sweet thing. I know there's another party going on.
Where?
Up in my room.
Mr. Horn Dog. Now, this little lady is coming with me, and there's not a doggone thing you can do about it.
I guess there isn't.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh, guess what have you been eating? A visit to Nappyland. After that, you'll wake up in Soberly. Now come on, let's get you upstairs.
You know, Steve, you are such a good friend.
Thank you. You're a good friend, too.
No. I'm serious. You always care for me, and you know what? I appreciate it.
You know that? Yes, I know you do. Now, upsy-daisy.
You know what, Steve? I am so sorry about your eye.
No problemo. Actually, my vision's getting better. I'm only seeing double now.
Well, I know what'll help.
Oh.
How does that feel?
Oh, great. Only it's the swollen black and blue eye.
Better?
Much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pain's all gone now.
Guys, breakfast is ready.
Free eggs! Sunny side up!
Put some bacon on the side.
Look, you guys, I can't take this anymore. The pressure is killing me. Now, look, if you two want to keep your anniversary plans a secret from one another, that's your business. But please, leave it.
Did you make any plans for tonight?
Sure did. You?
Well, not just any old plans. We're taking a romantic cruise on Lake Michigan.
Oh, how sweet. But I got us two luxury box seats at the Bears-Packers football game.
How sweet. Well, a football game on our anniversary?
Well, yeah, a football game. With an extra special surprise during halftime.
What? We get to leave?
Oh, that's cute, Harriet. Very cute. But a football game sure beats getting seasick on a stupid cruise.
You think my present is stupid, Carl?
Yeah.
No, Carl Winslow, I spent a lot of time and money, none of which is refundable, to rent that boat.
Well, Harriet, what do you think? That my tickets just fell from the sky, screaming, I'm free! I'm free!
Well, Carl, we'll just have to use your tickets another time.
We're gonna have to use that boat another time. Harriet, the Bears do not play the Packers again this year.
Carl, I worked 3 months overtime just to get enough money to even rent that boat.
Well, Harriet, I called in a huge favor to Commissioner Geis, who then called in a huge favor to the mayor to secure his season tickets.
Let me tell you something, Carl Winslow. I am not going to some silly old football game on my anniversary.
Well, I am. So if you want me, Harriet Winslow, I'll be at Soldier Field, box 134.
Well, I'll be on a cruise on Lake Michigan. So if you want me, get a foghorn.
I don't need to, because I'm already married to one.
Oh, yeah? Well, it'll be a month of Sundays before you get another toot.
One. Peas or stir-fried vegetable with wild rice? Peas. Morning, my little love basket.
Not so loud, Steve. We moved the sink. It used to be a lot closer.
Looks like Miss Missy Miss is getting a visit from Mr. Hangover.
Oh, my Lord. What are you off to, a luau?
I still haven't locked in my new look. Surfer dude, what do you think?
I think you're gonna make me blow chunks.
Laura, what's gotten into you lately? I don't think you've ever had a drink in your life. Last night you turned into the St. Pauli girl.
I've been sneaking out of house, breaking my curfew. It's like lately I'm somebody I don't even know.
I can relate. I'm there, too. I guess we're just trying to find ourselves.
Well, that's right.
You know, Laura, if you ever need anybody to talk to, a pair of broad shoulders to lay your burdens on, I'm always available.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate that.
And I'm also available if you'd like to pick up where we left off last night.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember? Last night after the party? And you planted that big wet one on me?
Steve, I was drunk last night. But I didn't plant anything big or wet anywhere near you.
Oh, yes, you did. Why, you laid a kiss on me that singed my nostril hairs. The kind of kiss that changes things forever between you and me.
Steve.
Oh, now, come on, Laura. You're honestly saying you don't remember that kiss?
Sorry, babes.
Well, then, things aren't any different between you and me?
Steve, trust me. Things are exactly the same between us.
That kiss was the greatest moment of my life. And Laura doesn't even remember it.
Ooh, that's it. 10 more. And 9. And 8. Now tighten those buttocks and feel the burns.
Hurt me, baby.
Hey, Dad. All right.
Come on.
Excuse me.
Pardon me?
Mm-hmm. Would you mind passing me my newspaper, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Can I trouble you for my magazine?
Oh, no problem.
Oh, my goodness. I don't believe this. Now, you two both started out doing something really nice for each other. But this thing has gotten way out of hand. Now, Dad, I know you love Mom. And Mom, I know you love Dad. And that's all that really matters here. Now, work it out!
Isn't this nice, Carl?
I'll say.
Perfect.
I am having a candlelight dinner on a romantic cruise in the middle of Lake Michigan with the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, Carl.
And besides that, we are 5 miles from shore, and Steve Urkel is a weak swimmer.
And the night's not over yet. When we get home, we're gonna make some popcorn and put in that tape of the Bears game.
Harriet, have I got a surprise for you?
A surprise? Come on.
Ooh. Now, take a look right up there. And I thought of it all by myself.
It's wonderful. And Harry loves Carl, too. Eat it, Rage. What does that mean?
Well, it means that I save 50% if I shared the blimp with Ray.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Girl, this weave is fierce. Let's face it, I'm good. Can I borrow your black shirt Friday night? You know, the one with the pearl buttons. Did I tell you that Will Smith asked me to marry him? Hey, this is only a conversation if two people talk.
I'm sorry. It's just something's been on my mind for the last couple days.
Ooh, that patch of small hair on your chin.
It's just that ever since Steve started improving himself, I find myself sort of, kind of. kind of, well, you know, attracted to him.
This explains it. Can cause brain damage.
I'm serious. Remember last night when Steve said I kissed him, but I told him I didn't remember because I was too drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't that drunk.
You remember the kiss?
Oh, yeah.
And you liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you actually like Steve Urkel?
I'm starting to.